Good morning. It's April 4th, and this is your daily brief in AI. Here's everything you need to know. In a move that underscores Amazon's responsiveness to customer feedback and its ongoing quest to revolutionize the grocery shopping experience, the tech giant is making a significant shift in its approach to in-store technology. At the heart of this change is the replacement of its Just Walk Out technology with smart carts in more than half of its Amazon Fresh stores across the United States. This decision was catalyzed by customer insights that pointed to issues such as delayed receipts and a strong preference for real-time updates on spending during shopping trips. Amazon's Just Walk Out technology, while innovative, faced hurdles in meeting all customer expectations in the grocery setting. In response, Amazon is introducing smart carts in 27 of its 40 Amazon Fresh stores. These carts are designed to enhance the shopping experience by allowing customers to scan items as they add them to their carts and instantly view a running total of their purchases on a screen attached to the cart. This immediate feedback loop aims to address the concerns raised by customers and refine the shopping process. Despite these changes in Amazon Fresh stores, Just Walk Out technology is not being phased out entirely. It will continue to be a feature in Amazon Go stores and will still be available to third-party retailers. In a strategic move, Amazon has transferred the sales efforts of this technology to Amazon Web Services, indicating a shift in focus towards a broader market application. The introduction of the Amazon Dash Cart, which leverages advanced technologies like computer vision and sensor fusion, represents Amazon's commitment to eliminating traditional checkout lines and making shopping as seamless as possible. This pivot reflects Amazon's dedication to listening to its customers and adapting its technology to better suit their needs. Moreover, it highlights Amazon's ambition to carve out a significant space for itself in the competitive grocery market by offering unique and customer-centric shopping solutions. In a dramatic turn of events, NVIDIA, now the third most valuable company globally, has seen its stock prices skyrocket by 520% over the past year. This surge has not only caught the eye of investors, but has also sparked a renewed interest in the AI market, particularly within the automotive sector, thanks to NVIDIA's investment in SoundHound AI. NVIDIA's recent quarterly results have beaten expectations, with the company's data center segment leading the charge in revenue and earnings growth. This performance underscores NVIDIA's significant role in the AI and tech industry. However, it's not all smooth sailing. Concerns have been raised about potential over-ordering by NVIDIA's largest customers and the looming threat of increased competition from other tech giants. These factors have contributed to a cautious outlook for the company's future earnings, with analysts giving NVIDIA's stock a hold rating. Amidst this backdrop, tech journalist Walt Mossberg has voiced concerns that NVIDIA might be in the midst of a bubble. He advises investors to carefully consider the risks associated with the company, despite recent analyst target increases. On a brighter note, AI voice stocks, including SoundHound AI and LivePerson, are emerging as a lucrative area for investment. The market for these technologies is forecasted to grow by nearly 24% between 2024 and 2032, presenting a significant opportunity for those looking to invest in the future of AI. In a groundbreaking move, over 200 high-profile musicians and songwriters, including household names like Jon Bon Jovi, Darius Rucker, Elvis Costello, and Billie Eilish, have come together to take a stand against the unchecked advancement of artificial intelligence in music creation. This unified action underscores the growing concern within the music industry about AI's potential to dilute the value of music and threaten the livelihood of creators. The heart of this initiative is an open letter from the Artist Rights Alliance, which has garnered the support of artists across genres, from Nicki Minaj and the Jonas Brothers to Katy Perry and Kacey Musgraves. These artists are rallying for a cause that goes beyond individual interests, focusing on the broader implications of AI in music. They emphasize the need for responsible AI use that advances human creativity without infringing on the rights and earnings of artists and songwriters. At the core of their message is a plea to tech companies and AI developers: commit to not creating AI music generation technologies that could replace the work of human artists. This call to action is not just about preserving artistic integrity. It's about ensuring fair compensation in an era where the digital landscape is constantly evolving. Jen Jacobsen, the executive director of the Artist Rights Alliance, points out the added strain on musicians who are already navigating the challenges of the streaming world. Now, they face the prospect of competing with AI-generated content, a scenario that threatens to further erode their financial stability. This concern isn't isolated to the music industry. Hollywood's actors and writers have voiced similar apprehensions, leading to significant negotiations for protections against AI's encroachment on their creative spaces. The issue has even led to legal confrontations, highlighted by a settlement between the estate of George Carlin and a company that used the comedian's likeness for an AI-generated comedy special without authorization. The collective action by these artists is a clarion call for ethical and responsible AI use in the creative industry. It's a push to ensure that as technology advances, it doesn't do so at the expense of the human touch that lies at the heart of artistic expression. The entertainment industry is at a pivotal moment, grappling with how to balance the benefits of AI with the imperative to protect artists' rights and livelihoods. In a revelation that's sparking global debate, an investigation by Israeli media has uncovered significant flaws in the Israeli military's use of artificial intelligence to target bombings in Gaza. This investigation, carried out by Israel's Plus972 magazine and later confirmed by The Guardian, has brought to light the military's reliance on an AI-based program named Lavender. Lavender is designed to identify potential bombing targets with minimal human oversight, compiling a kill list that reportedly includes at least 37,000 individuals in Gaza, assessed for their likelihood of association with Hamas. The consequences of this AI-driven approach have been dire, with thousands of Palestinian casualties, including women and children, as homes and communities are targeted and destroyed. The investigation also highlights a concerning shift in the Israeli military's policies, indicating a relaxation of the rules around acceptable levels of civilian casualties or collateral damage during these operations. This raises profound ethical questions about the role of AI in warfare and the safeguarding of human lives. Amidst these revelations, Hamas has reiterated its demands for a permanent ceasefire, the withdrawal of Israeli forces from Gaza, and the return of displaced Palestinians as the U.S. continues its efforts to mediate peace. The situation has also drawn international attention, with Poland confronting Israel over the killing of a Polish humanitarian worker and ongoing violence in Gaza and Yemen threatening peace efforts. Families of Israeli citizens kidnapped by Hamas are protesting for their release, underscoring the personal toll of the conflict. As journalists prepare to delve into these developments in an upcoming discussion on April 30th, Israel has issued a statement denying the use of AI to identify terrorists and asserting its actions are in line with international law. This unfolding crisis not only highlights the complexities of modern warfare, but also the urgent need for ethical considerations in the deployment of technology in conflict zones. In a notable pivot, Apple's robotics division, under the guidance of John Gianandrea, is shifting gears from automotive ambitions to the realm of personal home robotics. This move marks a significant redirection of focus and resources towards developing technology that could redefine our home environments. Previously eyeing the automotive industry with its Apple Car project, the tech giant is now exploring innovative robotics solutions, including a mobile robot that can follow users around their homes and a smart display robot designed to enhance video interactions by mimicking head movements. This initiative is in its infancy, spearheaded by Apple's hardware engineering and artificial intelligence teams, showcasing a deep dive into the future of robotics within personal spaces. With new job postings for robotics roles, Apple is signaling a robust commitment to this strategic shift. However, the journey ahead is fraught with challenges, particularly in mastering the complex dynamics of navigation and manipulation in the unpredictable terrains of home environments, a feat that has remained elusive for many in the robotics field beyond the realm of vacuum robots. While Apple has yet to confirm its foray into the home robot market, anticipation is building for potential insights into their progress at the upcoming Worldwide Developers Conference, or WWDC, in June. The prospect of Apple entering this space is especially intriguing against the backdrop of existing home robots from tech counterparts like Amazon and Samsung, suggesting that Apple's venture, if realized, could herald a new chapter in how we interact with technology in our personal spaces. This has been your daily brief in AI. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. Tune in tomorrow. We'll be back with everything you need to know.